This is Hacker Public Radio, episode 3748, for Wednesday, the 14th of December, 2022. Today's show is entitled, A Squirrel's Gift to HPR. It is hosted by ZenFloater2 and is about 9 minutes long. It carries an explicit flag. The summary is, the squirrels have modified Bash Potter to do something different.
Hello, boys and girls from ZenFloater, your favorite magical forest squirrel, former human being converted into squirrel by aliens in the 1960s, and atheists with another podcast. This time, I decided to give the audience of Hacker Public Radio a free gift for Christmas. The squirrels have all gotten together and decided that the humans need a free gift for Christmas. We've never done this before. So what I did was I cobbled together a podcast collecting bunch of software that I re-scripted from Bash Potter, Link Fessenden's Bash Potter, that has been reworked to run under the OpenBSD Corn Shell. By the way, Bash Potter will work under the Corn Shell or the Bash Shell, either one of them, without any problem. So it wasn't too much work. And as you know, Bash Potter, if you've ever used it, it collects your podcasts and stores them under directories, subdirectories it makes, that are labeled by the day it's run. So you'll have December 1st, December 2nd, December 3rd, December 4th, and so on. Each day you run it, it creates a new day, and it downloads the podcasts from the list in the bp.configuration file. As some of you may already know, it gets the RSS feed information from that bp.configuration file and stores them daily, day by day by day. I wanted something some 14 years ago that would store podcasts by the originating author. And so I created a modified version of the Bash Potter that would store things in a subdirectory that you would label out when you created the set the podcast up by the podcast name. For instance, I have an example here that I'm going to give you that you can download, where I have an ARRL directory for my ham radio podcasts. I have Astrophys directory for Astrophys podcasts, BSD Now, Freedom Decrypted, HPR, Linux Journal podcast, which has now become the Reality 2.0 podcast. I just haven't renamed that. The Brothers Wisp, The Lundick Show, which is no longer active. Brian Lundick isn't or hasn't been making any podcasts off of that RSS field in quite some time. BSD Talk, which is also inactive at the moment, maybe defunct, who knows, it's been quite a while. And then finally GNU World Order. And you'll see when you download this file, it's called, and let me just go back to that directory, the file I made is called PodThing, and you untar it with the command tar-zxvf-, pod thing, and it will untar into the directory you want to run it in, and you just switch down into the storage directory and then the media gifts directory. And frankly, you can move the media gift directory and rename it to whatever you want, media or Fred or John or whatever name you want that directory to be, and move it to where in the machine you'd like to run it. Currently, as I say, it's written to work with the OpenBSD Corn Shell. If you happen to be a Slackware user, I believe Let me just take a look at Slack builds here and do a search in OpenBSD. I was thinking, yeah, there it is, ksh-openbsd. They happen to have one ready for Slackware 15. You could possibly just install that and do a little tweaking and set it up to run so that it is the KSH that we're looking for. Or if you're on, if you want to run just the bash shell, then you can go down into each one of the directories for the programs, and you'll see a bash podder directory down beneath where the bash podder code is located that I modified, and just change the header on the bash podder scripts to what you want, which would be more bash shell. You'd want to change that to /bin/bash on the top of each one of those bash podder shells. Again, change it back to that. Right now it reads /bin/ksh, which will activate the OpenBSD KSH shell. And I don't remember, but I think if you if you're on Slackware and you install from Slack builds the ksh-openbsd, it will just show up as KSH. If it doesn't, you can make a link to KSH once you get it installed from whatever it called it, and that should work just fine. The corn shell is a little more secure for running stuff like that from a cron tab in a server. If you're running NetBSD, of course, they have a corn shell, so you shouldn't have any problem with that. And you can start collecting your podcasts by in directories by who they originated from rather than the way Bash Podder does it, which is day by day. Anyway, have a look at the script, how you engage it once you set it up. And you shouldn't have to set this one up. You could just run it right off the bat using the corn shell command that I created called get all podcasts. Just do a /get all podcasts, get_all_podcasts. You'll see it there at the top level of this media gifs directory that you'll probably rename and move to somewhere else in your hard drive once you get it exploded, and then you can play with it. And I'm sure that some efficiencies could be done in the script. For instance, you could perhaps copy the Bash Podder shell to another directory and create symlinks into all these other directories to save a little disk space, maybe. But I didn't bother to. I just copy the whole thing to a new directory. Each time I add a podcast, I create a directory for it, and then I just copy the Bash Podder shell from one of the previous podcasts I have been downloading into the new one. And then, of course, I get into the get all podcast script and modify it with the appropriate echo commands and stuff to make it execute that script to get the podcast. And this can all be run from a cron shell. So you could have it go grab your podcast once a week if you wanted to. I'm sure there's probably a lot of other people that have written something similar or maybe even better in the way of text podcast gathering scripts. And I'd be interested in seeing them make a show on their homemade devices, or even criticisms or comments about this script that I made some 14 years ago. I haven't really modified it, as you can tell, because some of the podcasts have long since been dead. You know, when I made this, BSD Talk was still an active podcast, so that was quite some time ago. But at any rate, it gives you an alternative way of collecting podcasts if you're into such things. If not, oh well. Best laid plans of squirrel and men. Thank you for listening, and Merry Christmas to everyone. We'll try to make another podcast here soon, since we're we're short of podcasts, boys and girls. Thanks for listening. Bye from Squirrel Land.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. Today's show was contributed by a HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hosting for HPR has been kindly provided by anhonesthost.com, the Internet Archive, and rsync.net. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 International License.